This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of What's On Your Mind. How are you, folks? Welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Back from the border, now at our state capital. Our broadcast today that will include a discussion about ethanol and energy. Ethanol producers are gathering the state capitol. We're going to talk to the folks from Growth Energy today about how ethanol is doing here at the state legislature and also nationwide. Of course, a big push coming for year-round E15. That'll make a big difference. We look forward to that conversation a little later on. Next hour, we're going to spend most of the hour with North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. They are, of course, the folks that talk each week on What's On Your Mind about an all-of-the-above energy policy in North Dakota, wind, coal, oil, gas. And we've had a number of questions since we've started that process that have come in. Some we've been able to answer, some we haven't. Some that come in when they're not on, and I always say, we'll get you answers. So this is the day. We're just going to take all those questions, and you're welcome to call in others at 800-228-0550. So we look forward to that coming up on the program to answer all of your questions. And then a new segment, the final view, the final word, the last word, the final segment. I don't know what you want to call it, but Chris Berg will be here, host of Point of View. He is on West Dakota Fox every evening at 9:30, on KX4 every evening at 6:30. And he and I were at the border together last week. We said, let's do this final word, final view. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. All right, so all that coming up on the program today. In the meantime, anything on your mind, please let me know, 800-228-0550. Todd is away from the microphone today. His lovely bride, Carrie, having surgery today, so keep them in your prayers today. Kevin Flynn here as my sidekick. So, Kev, you keep me in check, would you?
Get that. I will do. I don't have a buzzer, but I'll see what I can find.
The buzzer or the bells. We do like affirmation. Everyone, it's, well, yeah. Buzzer when it's bad. Bells when things are really good. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. President Trump, over the weekend, tweeted some things about John McCain, and it's caused quite a stir. The swamp does not like anything bad being said about Donald Trump. And as we've learned way back from President Trump as a candidate, long before the November election, when he let it be known that he wasn't a big fan of John McCain's, by saying something to the effect that his heroes didn't get captured. And I remember, you know, my heart skipping a beat when I heard that, thinking, you just can't do that. You can't do that as a presidential candidate and survive. Well, he proved you can. I've come to a different view. I would not do what President Trump has done. But I'm a radio guy. All right? I'm not the leader of the free world or, prior to that, presidential candidate. Here's the bottom line. Donald Trump is unafraid. He is unafraid. And the reason he's unafraid, folks, is because he's got bigger fish to fry than worrying about critics of his that don't like the fact that he says something about John McCain. And this is where my view changed on it. You know, I used to say, yo, don't say that. Oh, don't do that. Don't. You know what? It's really small ball compared to the much larger job of making America great again, of saving the country, of fighting the swamp. He is fighting the swamp, and he wants anybody in the swamp. And by the way, John McCain was the ultimate swamp dweller. John McCain, he knew the swamp more than anything. He was the swamp. He took that on head on, right? So when Donald Trump is doing battle with John McCain back when John McCain was living, and now, since he's past, he doesn't care. He does not care. He's fighting the swamp. John McCain's small ball, as in the individual, he's got a battle to fight. And I worry less about his tweets than I do about the fact that John McCain took a fake piece of information. He dispatched a staff member to go overseas, get this dossier, bring the dossier back, give it to the intelligence community, and use it as the basis for the witch hunt against Donald Trump. That was from John McCain, a Republican. John McCain, a Republican. So I really don't blame Donald Trump when 2 years of his presidency has been marred with stuff that relates back to John McCain thinking this was a worthy point. I don't know. That's my take. I understand why he did it. I understand why he's mad. My mom taught me you don't speak ill of the dead. Donald Trump's mom evidently didn't teach him that. That's okay. I'm a radio guy. He's president of the United States. Maybe she knew more than the late, great Jeanette Arlene Hannon. I don't know. I'd love your take on this, on what you think about, you know, was Trump wrong to do this? Should he not speak out about John McCain in this fashion? Two tweets are the cause for all this. And incidentally, now Meghan McCain, the daughter of John McCain, she's fighting back, and so it's an all-out Twitter war now. And all kinds of people coming up with different angles on this. Texture says, this is an emailer actually, Scott, Meghan, this is to Meghan McCain, we love our President Trump more than your dad. He was so corrupt. Truth comes out when you pass in this life. Never a fan of McCain. He was a far-left liberal out for himself. I say, keep it up. Make America great again. Signed, Sam. That's what Sam thinks. What do you think? 258-0550-701. 258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054-2. Another texter. McCain was an evil man to the people. The president has been tormented by the evil government. Sick people. God put Donald Trump and Mike Pence to work with them to bring this country back to what the Lord wants. Amen. Says the texter. It's time to trash talk the Duke basketball team, starting with a riddle. How many Duke basketball players are needed to turn in a light bulb? The answer will be texted tomorrow. All right, I'm all for trash talking them because the NDSU Bison could very well be playing them once they get back by North Carolina Central on Thursday. Or Wednesday, is it? What day is it? I should know this.
Wednesday. Wednesday's Wednesday, the play.
Yeah. Yep. It's Wednesday, yeah. Thursday's when you got to have your brackets in.
Yep.
Texter says they spent a week after McCain died trying to show how much better he was than the president. So Trump taking a swipe with the truth. Let her buck, Mr. President. That is true, by the way. That funeral was beneath the dignity of anybody. I mean, the McCains have made this sort of sport. Chad and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just going to say that I think Trump has the right to defend himself. And I you know, about speaking about people that have died, I guess the Democrats, especially AOC, has no trouble trashing Reagan, trying to say he was a racist, and he's been dead, you know, like, what, 15 years now, I think? I think it's just Trump fighting back like the establishment isn't used to, and I support him.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Fred Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, Fred. Good morning.
I've just been kind of thinking lately about, you know, it's pretty much common knowledge now that, you know, the Democrats and Hillary Clinton and everyone have this fake dossier. It was all a made-up story to, you know, against Trump to make sure he wouldn't be or couldn't be afterwards president. And now that we keep getting more information, and especially like from Judicial Watch and all these people or people like that are suing to get this info, I wonder when law enforcement and maybe the new attorney general will finally start looking into that, because I'm getting a little disappointed that they're not going after the people that were really the scoundrels here.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, because that's why I think Trump is so frustrated when you look at, you know, Hillary, number one, and, you know, what we now know about, you know, okay, this was gross negligence. No, let's get rid of that. Let's not do that. You know, basically, she gets off easy, and the opposite happens for whether or not the threshold to investigate him, and so many other things. You raised a few of them, so I hear you.
That's exactly right. And someday when you visit again with Senator Cramer, you know, it always seems like the Democrats could get by with all this stuff. And I understand a lot of it is because the mainstream media is totally complicit. But sooner or later, our guys have to figure out a way to fight back. And I hope that Attorney General Barr starts to do that.
Appreciate the call, Fred. Thank you very much. John and Bismarck, you're next to go. Who's right? Donald Trump or his critics about this weekend criticism via Twitter of John McCain? You tell me who you think has this one right at 800-228-0550. Talking ethanol at the bottom of the hour, wind at next hour, and Chris Byrne from Point of View coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Oh, yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed do you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused workdays, but certainly great memories? And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni is a slam dunk. A deliciously supreme is a game winner. And you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. That's right. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through the abundance of talents, innovations, technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability, with producers in our communities working together, securing a sustainable future that generation that your generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, John in Bismarck was waiting first up here. We'll go to him. Others welcome at 800-228-0. Oh, John's gone. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 with your calls, questions, and comments. Who's right? Who's on the right side of this one? Donald Trump, who points out John McCain, according to the latest investigation, a party to this dossier. His staff are getting it to someone, becomes subject to the investigation. So the president points out he's last in his class while bringing this up. Or are the critics right? You tell me, 258-0550. Here's a texter says, just because a man is dead doesn't erase what he did while he was alive. If that were true, this is an email, if that were true, don't speak ill of the dead, then no one should speak ill of Hitler. I'm not calling McCain as bad as Hitler, just trying to make the point that you can speak of a man's evil after he is dead. And of course, his daughter's going to defend him. But do you really think Trump didn't know what was going to happen? Of course, he probably planned on it. As far as Trump saying he was last in his class, was he wrong? No. So what's wrong with pointing out the truth? McCain was not as good as people are trying to say. And Trump is simply showing people that, in his defense against the swamp, is coming after him. P.S. My grandparents always said anyone that says don't speak ill of the dead has something to hide. Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Absolutely. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Lots of text to get to here at 701-367-2054 as well. So lay those on me. Can you try, says a texter, can you try to get Ronna Romney McDaniel on your program? She's current Republican National Committee woman, a National Committee chairwoman. I would call in and tell her donations are going to stop to the RNC because the Republican senator is voting with Democrats. It'd be fun to let her know it's time to cut funding from loser senators. We can give our money to other candidates who will run against Collins, Rand Paul, and others who aren't supporting President Trump. She has been on the program before. We'll have her on again. I couldn't care less what McCain's fanboys think. Keep up the good work and tweeting, Mr. President. All right. McCain didn't even defend his vice presidential candidate, or his family didn't even invite her to his funeral. Yeah, good point. That was so weird. Scott, your mom didn't teach you very well. You're doing it. I'm asking the question. I'm not being critical of John McCain. I've met the man. I've interviewed him many, many times. I think he deserves criticism for factual things he did, in this case to Donald Trump. Or remember when he went after the, called on the IRS to target conservative groups? I mean, he's some factual things. But, you know, speaking ill of the dead to me is, you know, less that's something in their career that deserves scrutiny now because of something that's in the news versus he's a scumbag. I hate him. You know, to me, that's that would be more along the lines of speaking ill of the dead. Maybe I'm justifying my behavior. You misquoted. These are not Republicans against Trump. They are left in disguise. They are the left in disguise. Okay. Does this mean we can't speak bad about Hitler? What about Judas? All valid points here, folks. I appreciate that. Another texter. Trump is absolutely right about McCain. McCain was no war hero. And a downright traitor to his country, not only for his actions while a POW, but also for his time in the Senate. Time to declassify his record so we can finally shed light. Scott, Trump is supposed to overlook this? How do you overlook this when somebody's out there with a fake dossier trying to destroy you and your family, and John McCain started it? You have to call the kettle what it is, says Gail. I do not disagree. I think what John McCain did on the dossier is pathetic. It's horrible. Texter says, I just had an excellent conversation with a member of my church congregation yesterday. She's a legal immigrant, and I tell you what, I seldom hear the type of love for our country from natural-born citizens the way I heard it from her. We need that wall. Pray hard, North Dakota. Pray hard. Well, we do, and, you know, we've been battling on that front. Obviously, at the White House with the NDSU Bison, took the opportunity to make the president aware of a letter that Senator Kevin Cramer had sent to the Department of Homeland Security. Then within, the next week, we're down in Arizona with Department of Homeland Security officials viewing a North Dakota company, Fisher Industries, wall. Then went to the border ourselves, talked to border agents, found out what we're facing there. I am of the opinion, folks, as you wake up each morning, yes, to protect your family and provide for your family and go about your daily life, but you need to do everything you can personally outside of taking care of your family in defending this country, which is under attack. When you hear about in one day 750 individuals who come up to border agents and say, arrest me, put me in a camp. 20 days later, we have to let them go because we're not getting them processed fast enough. And voila, they're gone. That's just at one spot on the border with somebody I talked to. And, of course, this is happening. They had a huge uptick in February. The border is under siege. They want to get in before that national emergency declaration kicks in, where we actually take action for the national emergency we have rather than talk about it and fight it with votes. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Texter said, Pence had an envelope at the Bush senior funeral, too. Deep state all the way. I don't know what you're talking about, but we're getting into black helicopter territory there. Scott, I love that song, Guitars and Cadillacs. Please play it again, Scott. I don't know if we've ever had an encore presentation of a bumper on this program. Kevin, have we?
I don't know. We can do her, though.
Have we done encore presentations before? I don't know. By the way, I had the great honor of being invited to speak for the Congressional District 7 Republican gathering in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. You know where that's at? It's down by Marshall. It's way down there in southern Minnesota. That's on Friday, actually, at 6 o'clock. So I wanted to tell you, for folks in western Minnesota that are active politically, attending their Congressional District 7 gathering, I'll be there in Redwood Falls on Friday night. All right, folks, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, more from the state legislature. Two topics to tackle today. One, ethanol in agriculture. The second, your questions on wind.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That's predictable and outrageous.
That's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway discussing the fact that some people are blaming President Trump for the mass shooting at mosques in New Zealand on Friday.
In fact, this man compares his motivations to that of the mass shooter in Norway in 2011, and those who think that's ancient history should go back and school themselves on what happened there. Also, this president condemns hate and evil.
Conway speaks on Fox and Friends this morning. The 28-year-old Australian suspect in the shootings, which killed 50 people and wounded dozens of others, does say in a lengthy manifesto that he sees President Trump as, quote, a symbol of renewed white identity. Meanwhile, a shooting in the Netherlands this morning leaves at least one person dead and several others wounded in what's being called a terrorist attack there. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A lot of great feedback on that McCain question. We'll return to that a little later on in the program. Chris Burke, Point of View, will be here with me. We'll tackle your final thoughts on that, so you can keep them coming if you'd like. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Take the first steps toward a fresh start this spring by contacting the University of Mary to learn more about their undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs. The University of Mary is an affordable choice to enhance your skills and advance your career. They value your prior education and life experiences. Contact them today to learn how your past experience may be included in your individualized plan of study. Think about that. Most courses available online and in the evenings, allowing you to choose the best way to learn while still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. Classes start every 5 weeks. Next set of classes begin May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/May. Or call the University of Mary at 701-355-8030. Mention you heard this on What's on Your Mind, your application fee will be waived. That's right. umary.edu/may or call 701-355-8030. Waive that application fee. You can tell them just like that when you're all excited. Okay? Please do. All right. 27th to the top of the hour. We're at the state capitol in Bismarck today, and we'll be part of a social with legislators later at the Heritage Center talking about the state of ethanol, how things are coming along, and we get a little preview of that today on the program from our next guest, who's with Growth Energy. That's John Feer. He's the Vice President of Government Affairs. John, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you? Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much. Tell folks what Growth Energy is all about.
So, Scott, Growth Energy, we are a national association of ethanol producers. We represent four plants in North Dakota, and we represent 100 across the country, so roughly half the industry. We're mainly interested in what your folks in North Dakota are interested in, and that's growing the ethanol industry, finding ways where we can make use of such a great product here in North Dakota and across the nation. Currently found in 10% of every gallon of fuel you buy, and we're looking at ways that we can grow that market and provide more value and to America's farmers and American consumers.
It is a tough time in ethanol right now, mainly related to price, right?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a tough time right now in ethanol. I think the one thing that we would like to do over the next year is we would like to try and find some new ways to grow our market, both here and abroad. When you look at the U.S., we just had a really great announcement last week. The president and his EPA are moving forward with a plan to make 15% ethanol fuel available year-round. And then we look at the international marketplace, and we see real potential with places like Mexico and China. So we're just looking for places we can grow our market and contribute to the U.S. economy and really move this country forward.
If you have any questions for John at all, we love getting answers to questions that are out there. And a lot of times, folks have heard this, don't know exactly if that's right, but want to know, is this true? You know, if you got a is this true question, lay it on us. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 is the local number. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. Lots of folks emailing today as well. A couple of ways to do that. Today I'll just give you this one, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. So let's talk about growing the share. You mentioned E15 year-round. So E15 previously had been restricted to certain months. What is the status of, you know, where that's at right now? Because I know there's been a couple announcements, one by the president in Des Moines, and then, as you say, last week. And I know the bureaucracy moves slow, but where are they at with getting this approved? And where, you know, when do you think you get across the finish line on year-round E15?
So, Scott, the president announced he wanted to do this last October, and then what you saw last week was EPA, and as you say, the bureaucracy can move a little slow. EPA finally, and I would say it's actually been pretty fast, because moving on to something from October to March actually is pretty quick when you work with the federal government. So last week they announced their plan to make E15 available all 12 months of the year. As you said before, it was available during all the months except the summer months, which, as you know, are the busiest driving season of the year. And then you'd have people who would be individual gas station owners or own a few gas stations. They would have to change how they sell the product. And that is not how you sell really any other fuel in the marketplace. So we felt that there was a need to have this fuel sold like every other one. So I think the current timeline is this will be online for June 1. So drivers, if they want to pull up on May 31st and buy E15, they can pull up on June 1 and buy the same product, and you won't have this bifurcation in the marketplace.
So what kind of a difference will that mean for agriculture, corn growers, and the industry in whole?
So our data shows if we have E15 available year-round, we think we're going to get a lot greater uptake in a retail marketplace, because retailers, some are currently carrying it no matter the restrictions on summer sales. But you're going to get new entrants. You're going to have people who will sell more during the summer. Our projections are that by 2022, you're going to see 1.3 billion additional gallons of ethanol in the marketplace. And when you look at what that means for a corn grower, you're talking about 400 or 500 million additional bushels, which is really needed right now with such a huge oversupply in the marketplace.
So you anticipate now it's smooth sailing, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Well, I think once this gets like most things here in Washington, when you have a rulemaking process, you see this on every major rulemaking that you read about in the news. Once it becomes final, inevitably somebody will try and litigate. And I think that will happen on this rule as well. So you could see some of that happen, and we'll probably have to deal with some things in the court. But I wish I had a crystal ball for what happens in the courts, but that's just one I can't help you with, Scott.
Let's talk a little bit about trade, because that too has been a challenge. While these trade negotiations are ongoing, the ethanol market has got hit pretty hard. Explain why.
So I think what we've seen across the world is when U.S. ethanol producers start shipping their product to a foreign market, you'll see foreign governments say, hey, we want to produce that product ourselves, and they'll put trade barriers on our product. We have by far the most affordable product in the world. We actually ship a fair amount of ethanol to Brazil, of all places, which, as many listeners may know, they've made most of their fuel supply out of ethanol over the last several decades. So we can compete in countries like Brazil that are one of the largest ethanol producers in the world. So what we've seen is people will erect barriers, and we're just trying to work with the federal government to try and tear down those barriers. Places like Mexico, we haven't been able to get as much access there as we would like, so we're really hopeful with a USMCA that we can get additional access in there. This ongoing conversation in China, even before we had any recent actions with China, related to retaliatory tariffs, we still faced a fairly high duty into there. Now that duty has gone up to 70%. So China's a place where if they have their nationwide vehicle fleet go to a 10% ethanol blend, that's 4.5 billion gallons of ethanol they'll need. Now, they can't produce that, and so there's a real opportunity there for U.S. ethanol producers and American farmers.
Texter asked this question of you. Why does the RFS place the burden on oil refineries to buy ethanol or ethanol blending credits? Shouldn't the ethanol refineries be responsible to market their own product?
I think Scott, this is one that we do hear a lot, and I really respect the caller's point of view on this, or in this case, the texter's point of view. When you look at how vehicle fuels are distributed in this country, it's very difficult to find access to the point of sale as an individual ethanol marketer. And so this is something Congress took on at this point. Now it's been 14 years and 12 years ago where they said that there is a need to have renewable biofuels in the fuel supply. And so the reason why they did that is because they saw a vehicle fuel marketplace that needed some competition, and there was a need also at that time from a farm income standpoint. So you have an RFS to provide an access point for U.S. ethanol producers. Now, I'll tell you right now, the ethanol producers we represent, they're really excited about something like E15. To them, E15 means that you can give a consumer a choice, and this choice for us is pretty simple. That choice is you can pull up and you can buy E15 at 20 locations in North Dakota, and at those locations you'll find that to be about a 3 or 5 cent difference between that and 10% ethanol. So we think what drives this market is having access to consumers, having the ability to sell our product year-round, and we think that's really where the future's going.
We're chatting with Growth Energy's John Feuer, Vice President of Government Affairs for Growth Energy today. By the way, at the state capitol in Bismarck today, there will be a gathering of ethanol supporters and legislators and a legislative social that's happening later today. Let's talk a little bit about North Dakota specifically and the plants here and the environment here. Anything that you're working on along with the plants and other supporters of ethanol at the legislative session you'd like to see happen?
You know, I there's a couple things I think that they are working on right now. I know that they're trying to work on some things related to the North Dakota Ethanol Commission, our North Dakota Ethanol Council. And I think they're also working on some things with the bank in North Dakota. I don't do much work for them on those things, Scott. I mainly do their federal work, their work here at in the U.S. Capitol, things for Thappan across the country. We're really, really excited about what these guys are doing in North Dakota. They're really contributing to their economies and their communities, and they're providing a really great outlet for North Dakota corn.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the impact on the communities, Castleton or Richardson, all of them, and you see enormous impacts with the superintendent of the Castleton School on recently in the district there. And I'm telling you, the dollars contributed. And not to mention the families that are there because of ethanol. It's pretty extraordinary. And I've been making the case for some time that, it's not hard to count noses and say we've got a lot of fans when it comes to agriculture. Ethanol is a little more challenging, yet they're the same thing because they're really, no ethanol, no agriculture, no agriculture, no ethanol. So, those two very much are linked. Is that a tough sell, John?
You know, here in Washington, you get a lot of different people who will take shots at this industry. I think when you look at a state like North Dakota, I think you do have very strong support. And I think one of the things that is most important is there are certain things that have taken root about this product and about this industry that frankly just are not true. There's some things that are related to the environmental performance of the fuel. That's one we hear a lot more in Washington. You probably hear about it in North Dakota. But you also have a few other things, frankly, that are related to whether or not this is good for your vehicle. And I will tell you, 10% or 15% ethanol are good for your vehicles. So that's what I have for you, Scott.
That's great. John, appreciate the time very much. Nice chat. Appreciate the update. And we will talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Growth Energy, a national representation for ethanol across the USA. John Feuer joining us today. More coming up on What's on Your Mind? Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Girl, you called me and I hurt real bad and cried myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool came to Babylon. Found out that the title.
So we were at the White House not long ago. We had President Trump on the program from the diplomatic room. What else? We were at the border, broadcasting down there at the border. We were at a border demonstration, first of its kind ever. Anybody ever, has ever done that. And said, we're going to show you how we can do this. Take a look. And now we have another first. Same bumper song. Because a listener requested it. A repeat bumper on the program. Anything for our listeners, I guess, right?
Exactly. We're givers.
Right. We are givers. We're totally givers. MyPillow brings you the program today. MyPillow has the best sheets on earth. The new MyPillow Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets. Put those on your bed. You slide into bed at night. It's like paradise. Unbelievable. I have a set of sheets that I just absolutely love. Tons of colors to choose from. And right now, great promo code Scott gets you 30% off plus free shipping. Promo code Scott plus free shipping, 30% off. Great deal. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Mike Lindell makes mighty fine pillow. All right, let's get to a couple of things here. Let's start with we had a listener drop off a letter that he's written to the committee dealing with the Sunday closing law. And reminds me that, you know, in the final weeks here of the legislative session, if there is a particular issue that you want covered on this program, something in the legislature that you don't think is getting the attention it deserves, there are a lot of things out there. Let us know. We'll dig into it. This is one. We'll do it. He writes, the Sunday closing law is a piece of our state's foundation. Our forefathers foresaw what businesses could do to individual freedom, so they wrote the Sunday closing law to protect the individual's right of having a day of rest and recreation. But when you hear about the Sunday closing law, you will always hear of how it's discriminative and what it prohibits. I took the time to read the Sunday closing law and found out differently. What I learned is that the Sunday closing law protects and encourages freedom to the hardworking people of North Dakota. It gives people the freedom to have a few hours from a hardworking week to be able to relax and enjoy some time for themselves. Sunday closing law was challenged in the North Dakota Supreme Court on September 6, 1990. The North Dakota Supreme Court stated that the purpose of the current law is to set aside a day of rest and recreation. In another paragraph, the Supreme Court said the choice of Sunday as a day of rest does not constitute an establishment of religion. In this particular case, the Sunday closing law was challenged in 10 different instances, and in all the instances, the Sunday closing law was upheld. The Supreme Court concluded there was no conflict between the Sunday closing law and either the United States or North Dakota constitutions. I would also like to add that the people who disliked the Sunday closing law tried to get signatures on a petition to put it on the ballot and were not able to get enough signatures to get it on the ballot. In my opinion, this shows the majority of the people are for the Sunday closing law. In conclusion, the Sunday closing law is for giving and protecting the freedom of the individual. I strongly encourage you to support the Sunday closing law and support the hardworking people of North Dakota. Please give a do not pass recommendation on this bill, HB 1097. Blaine Melhoff and Bismarck. You know what I love about that? Set aside the issue. I love the fact that he took the time, comes to the Capitol, delivers this to the committee, cares that much about it. Cares that much about it. And I, too, am a dinosaur on Sunday closing. You know, I think that makes us a little bit different. I kind of like the uniqueness of it. I do. Are there other ways around it? Yeah. But I kind of like it. Makes us different. Makes us value a Sunday with family, you know? I think there's nothing wrong with that at all. Let's see here. Some more text coming in on, this is an email, I guess, on John McCain. Scott, my first thought is traitor. This is why we don't fund the RNC. They are a split party with too many leaning towards progressiveness and not united like the Democratic Party is. McCain was a wolf in sheep's clothing, says Angela. Somebody else not too happy. The remarks I've heard this morning against John McCain have been disgusting. Trump was right. He can say anything or do anything and will not lose a vote from his base. I do not remember McCain mocking a disabled journalist or defending actions of white nationalists. He never defended the actions of white nationalists. I get so tired of people that make things up about him. You could not like Donald Trump. Just be factual about not liking Donald Trump. And you've got the disabled journalist mocking wrong as well. Might want to get some facts on that. As a prisoner of war, McCain could have been released early, but chose to stay behind with his men. All right. I appreciate the other opinion, though. I do. I was surprised I didn't get more of them. I anticipated more people to disagree with the president's tweets this weekend than agree with them. But we didn't find that. That's okay.
That's why we ask. Gene, half a minute for you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Half a minute. Scott, what is the most important agricultural product?
All of them. I don't know. I can't pick one.
No, let's talk about which generates the most dollars.
Which generates the most dollars? I don't know if I know that either.
You know, you're talking about...
Oh, beef. Okay, all right. All right.
$70 billion. Runner-up, corn, $47 billion.
Wow, not close. Not close. I love it. Beef, it's what's for dinner. That's what I heard. And we love beef. Thanks, Gene.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com. Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.